This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Welcome to our world, and our world hopefully we share happily with you in your world. It is June. June is busting out all over, and as such, it is National Dairy Month. So enjoy a little extra ice cream. Enjoy a little extra milk. It doesn't take much to get me off onto a tangent when it comes to talking about milk. As you may know, those of you who have listened to me over the years, you know that I have had cows. They've been in my life. I can't imagine my life without having cows, and I've been around cows all my life. I raise Jersey replacement heifers and the occasional Holstein, and some of the other breeds make it into the gang that I have at my farm. I have a bovine sanctuary, and so I'm closely associated with the world of real milk. And so if you're going to celebrate June and National Dairy Month, please do us all a favor, including you and your family, get real milk. And don't celebrate. If anybody says to me, well, it's National Dairy Month, and they point a finger at some almond milk.
Yeah, right perhaps, here.
Yeah. All right. Take a bath.
I'm that demographic.
Yeah, okay. Good for you. Boo. The radio world has been affected this week by the fires up in Nova Scotia. We were breathing here where I am in the Northeast. I'm in Massachusetts, and the air the last couple of days has been really, you smell it, you can see it, you can feel it. It's just so heavy, and on days like even today, where we have a lot of moisture in the air, the dew point is it's not humid, it's just that the mist is there, and it combines with all of the smoke and the haze, and it really is, you can smell it, it's not escapable. That's one impact of it, but I'd never heard of this before, although some of my radio colleagues tell me this has happened before. We keep talking about the AM signals and that sort of thing. Now, there are FM signals that normally don't travel. One of the benefits of AM radio is that the signals travel further because the AM amplitude modulation sticks close to the ground. That signal hovers on the ground, and therefore you can get it over a wider area. FM frequency modulation is more of a closer in signal. The signal quality is better, but it doesn't go as far. So it's very unusual to have a Tampa radio station on FM. Matter of fact, I never thought it was even possible until I saw these things happening. So those of you who are listening on AM stations, you're not affected much by this. If you're listening on an FM station, it may be that people are picking up your station. Let's say you're in Florida. The station signal may be going all the way to Virginia, which is unheard of. And then there were Philadelphia stations that are being heard on Long Island. Never had that happened before, not that I can remember anyway. Very rare natural phenomenon that's tied to these wildfires that still are not in they're out of control in Canada.
And it's almost acting like clouds.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Have you noticed a change in your sunsets when the sun is setting? Do you see?
Yeah, you see it, the haze.
You see it in the air?
Yeah. It actually makes the sun seem redder, or even maybe some people say hotter because it looks like it's hotter. But it's not really. It's what you're seeing. It's affected by what's going on here on Earth. But it's very obvious what's going on. And so and now I understand what people were talking about the West Coast last year with all those fires out there and how it did affect their lives from top to bottom. Well, as we're talking about Canada, a couple of other things. 16 children were injured in a fall during a school trip. This was going into Fort Gibraltar, which is a tourist attraction in Manitoba. The doctor that treated all of these people, they're okay, but they fell like 20 feet as they were out. There were some broken bones and that kind of stuff, but the idea was the end of the year, there are always school trips, right? Didn't we always go on field trips at the end of the year? We would get in the bus and go out for a couple of hours to
in middle
go visit
school
stuff.
We did, yeah.
Did you do
yes.
it? Yeah.
Yeah, we had a D.C. trip.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see here. Also in Canada this week, the announcement was made by the government that they're going to be the first country in the world where warning labels have to appear on the individual cigarette. Used to be and still is in many countries where they have the picture on the carton, a big warning, and the skull and crossbones, and sometimes there were pictures of people who were dying of lung cancer that were put on the package. But now, this year in Canada, they're going to help people quit the habit. They think this will do it. It takes effect the 1st of August. And so all of the, no matter what, sooner or later, the warning's going to be on all sizes of cigarettes. They're going to start with the big ones and then regular size ones.
The individual wrap ones. And
right.
It's in, they have the warnings in English and in French, and they say different things along the lines of poison in every puff. Cigarettes cause impotence. Tobacco smoke harms children. I mean, they are good for them.
Hardcore. Yeah, I'm all for this. My mother died because she smoked, and I wonder how her life would have been different and our lives would have been different if it wasn't for the fact that she smoked. And how many of you come from families that have been, you've been affected by secondhand smoke? You know, whether most of the people, I don't know anybody in my circle who smokes. And frankly, I don't know how this sounds. This woman will probably send me Mr. Perfect. I've never smoked anything. I've never done any drugs in my life. I don't like alcohol. And I just, you know, it's just my choice. But I think subconsciously I made the choice because of the abuses I saw in my mother's life, which ended at the age of 50, because she smoked. And she drank too much, too. But it was part of most of the stuff is about smoking. So I'm happy to see this. What do you suppose the tobacco lobbyists in America are so strong? We're so corrupt here in America when it comes to this sort of thing it's imagining
it's
that you can get this through.
It can cause health issues, so let's just charge more money onto it and tax it as much as we can.
Yeah, well, that's what we do.
Yeah.
that's how we deal with it. Charge more, and maybe that will make people stay away from them. Who knows? There are a lot of people who are trying to take apart this debt ceiling negotiation and the vote that was very much in favor of it. And so now the politicians are saying, I won. No, I won. No, I won. Yeah, they all want to take credit for the whatever the negotiating positions were and why this side won and that side didn't win and blah, 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 blah. Does it make a difference?
Nah. It does, because the real question should be, are the American people going to be the winners of this? Not the parties. It shouldn't be about the parties, but it should.
Well, I don't think, I'm making myself clear. I don't want to hear Biden say he won. I don't want to hear McCarthy say that I won, we won. That's nonsense.
Same. Is it a win for the American people?
Yeah, right. It's not a win for Biden. It's not a win for McCarthy. It's not a win for one side over the other. It just is good that that at least for now it's straightened out and move on to other things like discussing how to curb the problems of artificial intelligence. That's something. And this ought to be the number one issue in the campaign. No matter who is running, Trump, DeSantis, this guy Tim Scott, looking around at people, Tim Scott is an interesting senator. He has an interesting record. He's from South Carolina, if you didn't know that. He says he wants to run for president. And this week, the amount of money, this is, but I say wow because I'm looking at some numbers here from various people who are very wealthy and how much they raise or they put into various campaigns. So Larry Ellison, do you know that name, Jay? You know who Larry Ellison is?
I do not recognize that one.
All right, Larry Ellison was the founder of Oracle, which became a very big and still is in many circles, one of the big computer companies. This is one of the companies responsible for a lot of software and product. And this guy, Larry Ellison, has become, I think he's like the third richest guy in America, if not the world. He's got a lot of money. Anyway, so he's announced that he's going to support Tim Scott. Why is this important? Because in the last round, last fall, for regional elections, that is, Senate elections, gubernatorial elections, representative Congress elections, this guy spent $30 million, Larry Ellison, $30 million. He formed a super PAC that supported various, mostly Republican candidates. $30 million. One person puts $30 million into the electoral system. There's something gravely wrong with that. And this is interesting from two different points of view, that somebody like this would put this much money behind Tim Scott. I think Tim Scott is qualified in a lot of different ways. He's a pretty moderate Republican and has a good track record. And so there's two sides to this coin, Jay. One of them is that this guy would stand up and commit millions of dollars to help see Tim Scott get elected. And then the other side of it is what Citizens United, that ruling of, 10, 12 years ago, how that's affected so that corporations like Oracle can give as a human, as a single person, declared as an individual by the ruling the Supreme Court passed on. So this guy can raise, and he doesn't have to even raise it. He just writes a check from his own bank account to promote somebody. So, as I said, two sides to that coin. Is it policy over principle? I don't know. I have to think about that. It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sherwin-Williams during the Memorial Day sale May 26th through June 5th and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug's Good Day program. I'm here with Jay Kirshner to go through some of the comments that you have shared with us on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Happy birthday to all those of you who are posting back and forth. That's kind of cute to see. I want to say hi to Tracy and Madeline and Alexandria and Pia and Jody and Peggy, who are listening to the Good Day program. See, I get all choked up when I think about the people who devote their time, their energy, their interest to what we're cooking up here. And every day we're cooking up something. Something's got to be cooked up. There's still people who are passing along comments of the pictures that I posted. Was it live? Well, I think you posted it on the Good Day Show website and also on our Facebook page, Jay. The two ladies that were with me at the Gracie Awards, Ramita, who is an Iranian who does TV reporting, and Christina, whose husband is probably the most powerful music guy in Hollywood. It was a nice conversation. I kind of like the warm responses that people had to one person said, reminds me of Charlie's Angels, but it's not, it's Doug's Angels. Didn't we used to call, I think, well, when Victoria and Jennifer were here all the time with you, I think once in a while there was a Doug's Angel thing that came out. Maybe a more of, I think that was a Victoria sort of thing. All right? But thank you. Anyway, for the, it's nice to hear that. Right. Kathy Bates, thank you for your comments. And Lynn, and I'm looking for this, the whole business about what do you get out of, why would you do this? Well, because you like what we do. I think yesterday we posted something about life being a beach, one of the best beaches near you. And we got more and more input on that, which I thought was kind of cool. Because for those of you who are trying to find someplace different to go, what a great resource this is. Rosemary Beach, Florida suggested. Grand Isle in Louisiana suggested. Lake Havasu. That's pretty funny. There's a man-made lake in Lake Havasu. You ever been to Lake Havasu, Jay?
I have not.
All right. So there's no, I mean, the laugh here is that there's no beach. Well, there is a beach on that man-made lake that's in Lake Havasu. That's why they call it Lake Havasu, because Lake Havasu is where the beach is. And anyway, this the beaches of Maui suggested here, Fort Lauderdale, beaches in Virginia and South Carolina, Cedar Point Beach. Jeepers, I don't know that one. Do you know where Cedar Point has a beach?
Mm-hmm.
On the
they do.
It does? Really?
Yes,
huh.
Yes.
Why did I not know that? Sandusky is on, I guess it is on the lake, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it? Huh? Huh. Isn't that funny? All my, I've only been to Cedar Point once, and I don't remember being or seeing, being at the beach or thinking about a beach there. Anyway. Okay, let's see. Who else do we have here? Destin, Florida. That's on the panhandle. Yeah. That is,
it's
a quiet.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's very quiet there. It's not as warm all year long as South Florida, but it's still, as you go toward the panhandle and off into Texas and the coast, you know, Louisiana, beaches on the, like Galveston, those are great areas. In Metro Detroit, Greg says Lake St. Clair Beach. That's another one. It's an inland beach. This is something I didn't realize. You know, I've never really spent much time in Detroit, frankly. Used to go to the wrestling matches there when I was in college, but that was about it. Daytona Beach. Sean says Daytona. Okay. Let's see here. Terry says my favorite is in Rhode Island, my Aunt Betty's Beach. Yeah, isn't it? See, I've never had a place. I've been in areas where there's a lot of water, but I've never actually owned a house that was on the beach. So it's something to strive for. Good. Thank you for your responses. Cool. 28 after the hour here.
What if you found a $20 bill on the supermarket floor? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You could save at least that much by buying in bulk, but not everything. AARP recommends stocking up on bread, which freezes well. Canned fruits and veggies and salmon and tuna are easy to store and have a long shelf life, as does pasta and peanut butter. And stock up when you spot a great deal on toilet paper, paper towels, tissues, and napkins, and plastic wrap, plastic storage bags, and garbage bags. Worst foods to buy in bulk? Big containers of junk food, which goes stale quickly, and cheese, which doesn't freeze well. Because fish has high water content, freezing it too long can result in flavor loss. And olive oil has a limited shelf life. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com. omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Senate passed a bill to raise the government's borrowing limit late last night, sending it to President Biden's desk. The bill is a deal struck by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden to raise the debt ceiling and cut spending. It passed by a 63-36 vote. Four Democrats, 31 Republicans, and one independent voted no. Presidential candidate Donald Trump on a Fox News town hall gathering last night talks about alleged corruption at the Department of Justice and FBI and the dangers it imposes on our country.
It is a dual system of government. There's a dual system of you talk about law and order. You can't have law and order in a country where you have such corruption.
Game 1 of the best-of-7 NBA Finals last night went to Denver over Miami, 104-93. Game 2 is Sunday. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
There we are, kicking off another half hour of good conversation. I say that objectively, I hope. Otherwise, why would you be here if it wasn't good conversation? Jay Kirshner, whose job is to save me for myself, does a great job of that. Thank you very much. Round of applause for Jay for saving me from me. This program brought to you, by the way, in part by Progressive Insurance. They have insurance for your motorcycles, boats, RVs. So, if you're smart and you want good protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save. Dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE or go online to progressive.com. How about them, apples? As long as we're promoting things, how about where you go for, in general, information? Where do you, is this?
Google.
You go for, yeah, right. Well, a lot of people say they listen to us for information, and that's neat. But usually it's just me talking to Jay and to you, and she's talking to me and to you. We have our heads together. I think oftentimes we have our hearts together, too. I think that's one of the good things about partnerships, whether it be on the radio or in whether it's a business partnership or whether it's a love partnership, a familial thing. Love is the answer, and it's so wonderful love, certainly demonstrated in different ways. I love being here every day. I like using that word. I love being in Jay's company. I love just having the ability to, if nothing else, have hours of therapy every day. Because people say to me, well, why do you do this? You've been doing it for so long. Why do you just keep doing it? I say, because I really enjoy it. I enjoy the camaraderie. I enjoy the fact that we have an impact on people. But I also, in a very selfish way, would tell you that it is great therapy. And anybody who does this for a living and doesn't admit to that is lying to you. Because it is fabulous therapy. After all, think about it. If you went into a shrink's office for an hour and paid him a couple of $100, the shrink's going to sit there and listen to you talk, right? So in a sense, Jay is my shrink. And all the people, the millions of people listen every week to this program. You're all my shrinks.
Ooh,
thank you.
You're not paying any of us nearly enough.
That's
money.
Right. We'll keep that up.
Pro
thank
bono.
You very much. Yes. That's it. Pro bono. Anyway, we'll cover that, I'm sure, on our downloads. The Good Day download, also a great way for you to keep up with what we're talking about. GoodDayShow.com. A couple of recent highlights of Good Day downloads talking about Mr. DeSantis wanting to destroy leftism. Yeah, let's get him. The kind bank robber, Elizabeth Holmes going to prison, Rosalind Carter with her husband both suffering, Warren Eckstein talking about how to make dogs comfortable, and bringing P-mail into our vocabulary. That was the highlight of the entire broadcast. That was the highlight of that broadcast, don't you think? Talking about P-mail.
It really was.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway.
Somebody takes you take the dog out, and the dog starts sniffing around where other dogs have gone. Yeah. Your brain is going to automatically say out loud, P-mail.
P-mail. One of the other recent discussions here, we have features. This is a general interest sort of what we used to call full-service radio. I'm trying to help everybody do lots of different things, and that's why we have the doctors here, Ken Kronhaus, Jack Stockwell, the bottom line about information that helps you, the farm stuff, the food stuff. It's all part of Good Day Radio. You get it where you get your podcasts or at gooddayshow.com. Speaking of the American Family Farmers, as long as I'm plugging things, this is something I'm very proud of. I'm very proud, actually, of all the work that we do here, because there's a purpose to it. There's a reason for helping people, whether it's just conversationally about what's going on or tips that we can bring into your life, whether it's food stuff, whether it's medical stuff, whether it's whether you are going to go to the movies or what you're going to watch on TV, right? Pet stuff. It's all a part of our lives. And so is food, and our food farm and family, foodfarmfamily.com, which also is host for the American Family Farmer broadcast and podcast. You can get them there as well as at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. A couple of the recent American Family Farmer conversations talking about food, berries. We had a long conversation about a new dairy processing facility in upstate New York and whether that's a good idea or not. I guess it depends. Organic farming. This is something that's very important right now. What's coming out? Strawberries are having a tough time in the Northeast because we had a late frost in May. So you're going to have a problem with raspberries and strawberries and peaches. There'll probably be no peaches in the Northeast. I just had a bite of a white peach. You ever have a white peach?
I haven't. What's it taste like?
Sweet and wonderful and very firm. I haven't had them for a long time, so I decided I saw them in the store, and I thought, okay, I'll try this, because I like to mix a lot of the fruits. I don't like to have the same. I normally have as much as a dozen different kinds of fruit a day while I'm doing the program. That's what I keep myself, my stomach from growling by eating berries, and now we've got these peaches that I think are yummy, so something for you to look forward to. But this is part of what, you know, making you think, okay, yeah, I'd like to have some peaches myself. The American Family Farmer, focusing not just on farming, but as the title suggests, your family. and how the food that's around. How can we be of service helping you find the right food for your family? And then, of course, the mainstay of the program is to keep family farmers going, give them ideas about what to do. I think the one that we have this week is all about agri-hoods, something that I'm doing on one of the farms here in my community. We kind of cooked up the idea. It hasn't been done anywhere except Burlington, Vermont, and New England. This guy is doing an agri-hood down in Tennessee. And, Jay, it was a fascinating conversation. I think he he was taken back a little bit when I said to him, because with the agri-hood up here, I decided to get all of the anything that has anything to do with agri-hoods. I bought up all of the domain names. And I think he just sort of, he didn't say it, but I could hear it in his voice. What? You did what?
In the terms of like, oh my gosh, that's brilliant, I need to hurry up and do that, or like...
Well, I think that he, you know, if I own them, nobody else can buy them. I'm hoarding them all. So anyway, so some listening ideas and thoughts here. Okay, let's give people something to talk about with regard to today. We all remember, we haven't talked about Kanye West for quite a long time because he's kind of a lunatic and, you know, you get tired of talking about lunatics.
There are actual mental health issues, yes.
Yeah, it is tough.
Kim Kardashian has been in the news a little bit recently discussing to an extent of being married to him and how difficult it is. Somebody you once loved turning into a person that you barely recognize.
And I don't mean to make fun of him, even though I think he was a lunatic before he was a real lunatic. Do you know what I mean? And so in the circumstance, the folks at Adidas, they were making his shoes, and they stopped. Because he, I guess, his anti-Semitic remarks, I remember those. I think that's what they said was the offense, right? The crazy anti-Semitic stuff, and so they just... But now, stop making the shoes. Now they're making new shoes. Were they called Yeezys before? Or were they just...
Yes.
They were.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they're back now. They've gone through whatever time frame they had to for non-compete. And so now they're back in the marketplace. And the profits supposedly are going to be donated to helping people who have the problem that Kanye has. So, at least in part. So, okay, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Right? Okay. We haven't talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene for a while. Don't you think it's about time?
I feel like we just did
when?
She called for decorum.
Oh, yeah. We talked about
that.
Right. But then...
We'll talk about her again.
Well, I enjoy talking about her because I think she's fun.
She's fascinating. She truly is.
She is. Yeah, and it's not all negative. So anyway, there were Jim Jordan, who is one of the really, really, really right wingers in the Republican Party, caused Kevin McCarthy a lot of headaches as they were trying to get ready to vote on this thing. He was trying to get him impeached, and the vote didn't get very far. Jordan, by the way, is from Ohio, for those of you. Yeah, we have plenty of listeners in Ohio. They know who he is. He's a member of the House Freedom Caucus. And so, you know, a lot of different groups that the folks, you know, the people in leadership positions have to listen to. But anyway, I think Jordan hasn't ever liked McCarthy. I don't think he voted for him to be the speaker, as a matter of fact. So anyway, if I understand this correctly, one of the things, you know, he talked about what a terrible idea it was, and some others were off on a toot here. And so Jordan was minimized by a lot of the other people. Most of the time, Marjorie Taylor Greene goes along with this guy Jordan, and there are in circumstances that might have been equal, she might have gone down that street. But apparently, she was trying to minimize him, if I'm understanding correctly what was going on. So she was going around trying to get people to ignore him because she likes McCarthy. And she wants to, whatever, I'm sure that because McCarthy made all kinds of deals, he's made a deal with her, to, you know, who knows to do what. But, yeah, it's just interesting. The only reason I bring it up is because I like Marjorie Taylor Greene and because there's such a bunch of characters here. From character to crackpots, I think we got our share of those.
Anyway. Everyone gets represented.
Yeah, right. That's right. Full representation. Okay, for the second year in a row, Jay, the Supreme Court has rolled back federal regulations that protect the environment, and so the environmentalists are all whooped up about it. I say to those of you who are whooped up, you better be paying attention to artificial intelligence and not be so worried about the environment, because if environmental stuff is number one and artificial intelligence isn't on your radar screen, you're going to be talking, you probably won't even be alive. So it's great. Yep, let's make sure the waters are good and, you know, all of that good stuff. But the Clean Water Act, which the Supreme Court worked on here in this circumstance, went way beyond where it should have gone. And so now there are all these challenges, and the Supreme Court keeps sort of reining it in, because the Clean Water Act was an example. By the way, the Supreme Court vote was 5-4 on whether wetlands have a continuous surface connection to a body of water are covered by the Clean Water Act. You know, kind of like down in the weeds. Who would even think about this, right? But yet, this was a big to-do among those people who are conservationists, or call themselves conservationists, like the National Wildlife Federation. Was arguing to have this become part of the interpretation. See, all these laws, that's why the Supreme Court's so important, because the laws, when they're passed, are not necessarily passed with an idea, with an eye toward whether they're legal or not. And so the Congress counts on people to not like the things they pass and to challenge them in the Supreme Court. That's what the Supreme Court's all about, whether you knew it or not. Anyway, I think that this was a good decision on the part of the Supreme Court. That would be my point in looking at it. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Three past the hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Please avail yourself of the opportunity to get the mind of one of the great cardiologists in our country, one of the great medical minds. Get the opportunity, take the opportunity to visit with Dr. Ken. Find out if you are unhappy or you're not satisfied with a reading, not only cardiologically, but other medical events that may be going on with you. You want some peace of mind or you want to get the real story, Ken's got it. 352-735-1400 for a consult with Dr. Ken. Also, if you got questions for Dr. Ken for this portion of the program, feel free to dial this up at 855-999-3684. That's questions for Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. One of the things happening this week, Ken, it's National Save Your Hearing Week, and I'm guessing that there are a lot of people that come to see you that are wearing some sort of hearing device. The hearing aids that are around now, are they really a lot better? You see a lot of advertising, but I wonder what, you know, when you think about people afflicted with hearing loss, people who can't hear. I have a guy that works for me on the farm, can't hear well at all. And if he's out in the general population, he's, you know, people, if they can't hear, they seem to be ostracized to a certain extent. You know, there are a lot of, I remember reading in philosophy, Aristotle used to call people who couldn't hear barbarians. Because sometimes if you can't hear, you can't speak either, right? What do you think the latest good advice is for people who may have a cognitive problem, who may have some kind of medical problem? Some people are born without being able to hear. These hearing devices, are they really as good as the advertising suggests?
revolution in this field. And we now know beyond any doubt, if you want to preserve your mental health, your ability to think and reason, if your hearing is not good, it will impair your ability to preserve your mind as you get older. Doug, it amazes me. I have so many patients, myself included, who wear glasses and have their seeing aids and don't even think about putting on glasses. But the seeing aids are okay. But if you talk about the hearing aids, it's a whole different story. I don't get it. But they have been miniaturized. If you haven't shopped for hearing aids in a long time, go talk to a specialist in this area. You'd be amazed how miniature they become. The prices are hefty, but they have come down, and you don't know what you're missing, the old cliche, but also we now know you'll preserve your own mind, and you'll also preserve the vocal cords of the people around you if you get your hearing aids in.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's something going on also this week, Awareness Day for Chronic Immunological, say that again fast, and Neurological Diseases. The acknowledgement here that Florence Nightingale was the one who first called attention. It wasn't a doctor, but it was, I think she's considered, I was about to say, the father of modern nursing. How about the mother of modern nursing? And how that, if you have neurological imperfections, let's say, that's probably the politically correct way of looking at these things. How is this is a disease. Is the treatment improving as we move along? So many other improvements in medical cognition. What about neurological diseases?
Oh my gosh. The future is going to be unbelievable. Elon Musk just got approved from the FDA to put computer mapping into the brain, and it's so high tech. The FDA is not even talking about what they approved him and one of his companies to be allowed to do. But people who have inabilities to move, to think, to interact with their environment, the ability of the future high tech to help people who currently don't have any hope. The hope is going to be there in 5 to 10 years from now. People are going to be able to, with these high-tech options,
so does
interact
AI,
with the environment.
Artificial intelligence play into this, do you think, in the future?
Well, AI is going to play into everything in medicine, from looking at imaging, from diagnostics to coming up with new therapies. That we could spend a whole bunch on that. You can't even imagine what AI is going to do to medicine. We got to be careful, but it's going to be
part of it.
That's
for sure. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida. Again, questions for Dr. Ken can be phoned in to 855-999-3684. Thanks to Dr. Ken, who's always here to help us out. Good Day Health here on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.